From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The apparent winner of Iraq's parliamentary election says he's open to alliances with any faction to put together a new government. Former Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi heads a secular coalition that narrowly won the most votes. The current Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, says he'll challenge the results. Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution. He doesn't see that reaction as cause for alarm.
Indications are that the prime minister will challenge through legal, constitutional, and therefore nonviolent means. So I'm not particularly worried. There are different ways to challenge a result.
The last parliamentary vote in Iraq was in 2005. It took 5 months for political leaders to form a new government, prompting violence. Thousands of Tea Party activists are expected in the tiny town of Searchlight, Nevada today, the hometown of Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid. They're to protest the new health care law. Former Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin will be among the speakers. She was in Arizona yesterday to campaign for her firming running mate. NPR's Ted Robbins was there.
John McCain is facing a tough primary battle in his bid for re-election to the Senate from Arizona, a challenge from the right of his party, former Congressman J.D. Hayworth. So McCain brought in the biggest name in conservative politics, the woman he chose as his running mate in 2008, Sarah Palin. Palin told a rally in Tucson that they should appreciate that McCain has bucked the establishment, much like the current Tea Party movement.
I'm from Alaska. I'm a commercial fisherman. We watch the way that the fish run, and we see that only dead fish go with the flow. He's never been one to do that.
Palin will continue campaigning and fundraising for McCain in Arizona over the weekend. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Authorities in Arizona have arrested 10 people suspected of human smuggling in the Phoenix area. The arrests were made after a three-month-long investigation. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
Just after two separate arrests this week, Phoenix detectives rescued and released 50 illegal immigrants from so-called drop houses in the city. Immigrants are typically led across the border by smugglers known as coyotes, then taken to what they're told will be a safe place, a drop house. But once in the house, the immigrants are often held captive until a family member or friend pays a ransom, sometimes thousands of dollars, for their release. The latest apprehensions are just the most recent in a string of investigations into human smuggling in Arizona, which has become nearly as profitable for the smugglers as running drugs. In one of the arrests in this case, officers with the Department of Public Safety entered a tidy home in a neat neighborhood in North Phoenix that had its windows reinforced to keep the immigrants from escaping. The smugglers were taken to jail. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A group opposed to abortion has collected enough signatures to place an abortion ban on ballots in Colorado this fall. Personhood USA is promoting legislation that would give fetuses human rights in the state constitution. It's attempting to pass similar measures in 40 states. Colorado voters rejected such a ban in 2008. A new study finds that a mastectomy does not improve the survival rate of women with a genetic susceptibility to breast cancer once they have been diagnosed with the disease. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
University of Michigan researchers observed 655 breast cancer patients from Australia, Israel, Spain, and the United States who were genetically more likely to get breast cancer. The women who had a breast removed were less likely to experience a relapse in 15 years than women who kept their breasts. But there was no difference in survival rates for women who had mastectomy and women who kept their breasts after they had been diagnosed with breast cancer. The survival rate was 87% for those who had the breast removed and 89% for those who kept their breast. Scientists say the study results probably do not apply to women with the genetic mutation who have not been diagnosed with breast cancer. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
In the men's college basketball playoff, St. Mary's will not be in the Final Four. Baylor beat the small California school 72-49. Baylor will face Duke tomorrow, which had bested Purdue. Second seed Ohio State lost to Tennessee 76-73, and Michigan State beat Northern Iowa 59-52. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.